Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, North Korea is just an incredibly dangerous situation. I'm going to be covering that coming up in a huge news blitz at the bottom of the hour. Also, the amazing political realignment, not just happening here in the United States, but worldwide, against the New World Order. A lot of other key news on the economy coming up. And I want to continue with Kathy, Mike, Chris, and others. The toll-free number to join us, wide open phones today, is 1-800-259-9231. Now, I got cut off by the break if you just joined us. Some stations just joined us. And Julio was bringing up the fact that he wants to go out and confront politicians and globalists and bring up the fact that they're Zionist. Now, I had the Love Police on because specifically when that political activist group saw some people who were part of the Zionist lobby, they yelled that at them. Okay, in England. I'm all for that. I mean, when Israel does something wrong or Israel's involved in corruption, every major government is, call out the, you know, Zionist mafia, if you would. But there's the communist Chinese mafia. There's the Dutch mafia, you know, there's the British mafia, and they're all intermarried and connected. So people, you know, get confused by my stance on this. I am for confronting evil mafias. Now, Larry Silverstein's part of a mafia, clearly. So's Mayor Daley. But that doesn't mean I'm against Irish people because I'm against the Irish mafia in Chicago. You know, that's like if I'm against the Italian mafia, I'm not against Italians. And as long as we approach fighting these mafias from that perspective, we can get everybody together to defeat the New World Order. You know, it's like the open borders in Latin Americans. Latin Americans are great, hardworking, smart people. They've lived under tyranny for hundreds of years. The U.S. was special. We had a little bit of liberty. Certainly not perfect, but more than most, we had more private property, so we had all the wealth. Now we're losing that. And so I want to reach out to Latin Americans and say, why don't you be free market? Why do you go with the big communist route? You know, supposedly either have an El Jefe, right-wing military junta that runs you, or communism. How about be libertarian? How about be true private property? Well, they always like the communist model because the El Jefes control 99% of the property. And so to the average person, it sounds good to redisperse that wealth. And then, you know, there's the dangerous route of, well, how do you take the 99% of the wealth from the thieves? Then what, have a lottery where you divide up the land? Or do you nationalize the land and then divide it up equally? See, that's why communism looks good from a, say, Latin American perspective. But you never really get communism, do you? No, you never really get that land. You just become another form of slave. So what do you do with the people that have never had freedom? Most of the world hadn't had freedom. But I'm not here bashing people from Latin America because they're Latin American. I'm bashing the system, and through the North American Union, they're trying to merge us with that political system, and I'm not going to give up my Second Amendment or private property. No, no, no. I mean, they just arrested the nuclear physicist who'd been in jail for 18 years for admitting that Israel has nukes. Well, they publicly have nukes. They've arrested him again. And I saw people in the Jerusalem Post going, oh, he deserves to be arrested, you know, for giving out national secrets. National secrets, Israel is saying nuke Iran because in the next 5 years they might get a primitive A-bomb when Israel has high-tech intercontinental ballistic missiles and the warheads, the hydrogen bombs, to be delivered in those warheads. And then Israel wants to play this game and say they don't have nukes when they publicly have them and we're giving them to Pakistan and South Africa. What is Israel doing helping give nukes to Pakistan? That's a bunch of lawless thugs that run Israel. That's why. Well, then why do they hate Iran so much? Because Iran used to belong to who? British Petroleum. Until 53. All right, we're going to come back and go to your phone calls. The more you know, though, the more you know you don't know. We'll be right back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wickedness in high places throughout history, government. 100 to 1 is run by wicked crooks. It doesn't matter what color, religion, creed. Our republic isn't perfect, but it's the best it's ever been. And look at the wealth and power it's created. Now we fall into tyranny. We're now an engine of world government and domination. If we don't break the spell, shake ourselves loose of the idiot box, and relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution and take action against the high-tech tyranny, we're going to fall to a level of despotism and dehumanization never before seen. Now, I'm going to your calls in rapid pace. Kathy in Montana, welcome.
Hallelujah, Alex. I'm glad to hear your voice here. I just wanted to ask you about, and this falls right in with the guy that just called, he was in Louisiana, about the oil spill.
Yes.
About the Costner ocean therapy machines. It's really hard to find any information. I have to keep going online. I just found one from Friday where they're saying that his business partner was saying that they had as many as 26 machines dispatched throughout the Gulf, and our largest is 112 inches high, weighs 2.5 tons, and cleans 210,000 gallons a day of oily water and spits back out 99% clean. But they're having now, everybody has drugged their feet so much on this stuff that everybody is trying to position for where they're going to be put. And they're not even using, evidently, all the machines that they have available to them.
And well, absolutely. Look, that oil spill is like 1,000 miles long now and growing. It's already caught up in different currents. They're not going to be able to clean it up. All they can do is when it comes into shore, they should have been setting this up day one with booms, block it from going into the estuaries, from going into the brackish water where the fish and birds breed. It's easy to clean it off the beach, but the feds didn't do that. And they knew full well what they were doing. They want a disaster so they can clamp down on other drilling and make us more dependent on foreign oil. That's what BP has always promoted. They have the motive to have staged this that I wasn't sure about it at first. But the way they've lied about how big it is, the way the White House has worked with them, the way this has gone on and on, it stinks to high heaven. Kathy, I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, I have 2 points. One is I heard today on the Power Hour that there's black boxes on the rig and that they conveniently don't have any information at the time of the explosion. And also I heard last week on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock that there was inspectors on the rig like 2 hours before the explosion.
Yes, no, that was in the Associated Press that they had Wi-Fi, digital audio, video, data connections to this $150-plus million rig, and that that went dead the hours before, and that there were inspectors already dispatched out there for some type of emergency problem. And now it's time for Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, or Steve Watson, or Aaron Dykes, one of my great crew, to do a report on this, because now we have enough bizarre discrepancies. Now we can see the motive. What do you think of what's happening, Mike? I mean, does it stink to high heaven to you?
With your piece about the movie Knowing, I definitely think it's foul play.
I appreciate your call, Mike. But to be specific, the website we were reading said that the show said April 20th, and in reality, the rig blew up on April 20th. It's another date in the film. Again, you have other movies that they put out where the exact thing happens that's in the film. Very, very suspicious. Let's continue here with Chris in Kentucky. Another call from Kentucky. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I tell you, you know, I'm just so outraged with these ads about Rand Paul locally this morning on a radio talk show. They're already demonizing him, and it's not going to work with me because the radio talk show host, Mandy Connell, said he didn't want to show up or be on her program or make appearances. And I just slammed on the brakes, pounded on my dash, and the first thing I did, here they go again. They're so determined to get a neocon back in there. Well, that's not going to work. I've had it.
Well, let's be specific. Is this a neocon or a fake liberal? What form of parasite operative is it that was attacking Paul?
Well, I just had turned on the radio at the time, and she was saying that she was talking about Rand Paul not making appearances, and he didn't want to come on my show.
I know, but is she? What is her political stripe?
She's a new radio talk show host, and she thinks she's so patriotic, but I think she's a neocon under the rug. She's putting on a show.
Well, yeah, I mean the Republicans are claiming they want to help Rand Paul. They'd rather have a Democrat in there, and I'm going to cover that coming up, but it's a total hoax. It's just like the headline, UK bans doctor who linked autism to vaccine. And I've read what the doctor did here in Austin in studies, Andrew Wakefield. He did nothing wrong. His studies are mirrored by all the other studies. We know mercury's linked to neurological disorders. We know they're way up. We know it's conclusively linked to 18 months old, the third round of shots. His evidence is completely backed up. Meanwhile, we have all these other fake studies put out by Big Pharma where they've been caught lying. That's not a big issue. But the media runs this hoax that, oh, it's all been disproven. Vaccines aren't bad for you. It's all a lie. And it's a hoax. and we've got Wakefield on tomorrow, by the way. And it's the same thing with Rand Paul. They just announced, yeah, he's for the Klan. Yeah, he's against the Civil Rights Act. Never said that. Never made it a campaign issue. Never called for its repeal. Never discussed it. They know that a popular libertarian point is that the Civil Rights Act has gone too far, ordering private clubs in lawsuits where white people have demanded to be part of black fraternities, or women have demanded to be part of the Bohemian Grove, male only, or reporters, mainly female, have demanded to get into the Masters golf locker room or to get into the NFL locker rooms. You've all seen the suits on the news. And he's saying, look, people are allowed to associate with who they want. I mean, do you think they're going to have me in a Mecha meeting? Okay. I mean, one time I tried to go to an anti-gun meeting at a synagogue to speak out against it, and they saw me there and threw me out. Put their hands on me, folks. Now, should I be able to sue and say, I'm allowed to go to your meeting, your gun-grabbing meeting, or your Mecha meeting? No, I shouldn't. I mean, you know what? That's their business. And if the leaders of the church or the synagogue or Mecha or whatever it is don't want me in there, listen, if some business didn't want black people in there, they're going to lose all that money. There's no way anyone would ever bring that back. It's just a ridiculous situation. But because he's honest, he said, I think the civil rights stuff is used too far with private clubs. Well, look, Rand Paul will audit the Fed. Rand Paul will end these wars. Rand Paul will reverse anti-Second Amendment stuff. Rand Paul would not go for Kagan. One senator could block her. She says, no free speech, no Second Amendment. I have her quotes. It's outrageous. But no. But I like the point he made on ABC News. He said, well, what about Senator Byrd, a member of the Ku Klux Klan? He didn't even say that. He pointed out that he filibustered the Civil Rights Act. But he's a liberal. What did they do with the health care plan? And they barely got it. If you're against the government running your health care and getting involved in every facet of your life and garnishing your wages even more, you hate black people. What does that have to do with black people? Zero, zip, nada, nothing. So they inject it into it. You get anti-NAFTA GATT groups out there. They have Hal Turner, the FBI agent, run around and mixing white supremacy with it to make it look bad. And it's the same thing. But go ahead and finish up your point, Chris. I mean, no, I think Rand Paul is doing the right thing, because every new interview he does, they're spinning it and lying about what he said. Like they say, what do you stand for on the Disabilities Act? And he said, well, I think it shut down a lot of small businesses. A lot of businesses owned by people that are handicapped. They'd like to be able to hire people, but they got to put in a $100,000 elevator to their two-story house. People should be, allowed to make other accommodations. I think that there shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all, but I'm not for repealing it. Headlines. He wants to repeal the Disabilities Act. Hey, they don't have Disability Act in China. Have you noticed we're falling apart? Have you noticed we're deindustrialized? Mexico can't even compete with China and India. It's over, folks. None of you are going to have jobs. You're not even going to fix the highways. We're going to be a giant third-world country once the bankers are done, and then none of you are going to get any of your disability. You're not going to get your Medicare, your Medicaid. You're not going to get your Social Security. They're now announcing that. Don't worry. And, of course, when they take your Social Security, they've already cut your Medicare and Medicaid by 20-plus percent. There's not going to be a big deal made out of that. Yeah, but lots of hand-wringing and hyperventilating over Rand Paul. He's going to get you. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, it's very well said. And I also want to say don't support BP. Let's don't support BP. And I also want to make real quick, I was thinking about something. Could you make it a day where you can have people that work for county, government, state, or local have a day to call in to see if they know what's going on with the New World Order and know what's wrong with government? Could you have a day with that?
That's a great idea. Guys, remind me someday this week to do a couple hours on that. Great points, Chris. I appreciate your call. Keith, Joe, Angel Eyes. Angel Eyes? Aha, look at the little Angel Eyes. But they don't call you Angel Eyes. I was watching The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly this morning. Only time I watch movies, really, is when I'm jogging down the treadmill in the garage pouring sweat. And I was watching The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Lee Van Cleef. All right, folks, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Angel Eyes.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to nondable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Okay, okay, let's go to your calls. Keith in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, I know I called yesterday, but I had to chime back in about the movie Knowing. The song in there, I had talked to you about it before. It's called Beethoven Symphony Number 7. If people pay attention, that's the song that they play during the cremation of care ceremony at the Bohemian Grove. If you Google search it, you'll learn that there are occult origins to that. It actually goes to worship of the god Dionysus, who has this whole idea of destruction and rebirth, great destruction that the elites subscribe to.
Yeah, they believe that that's part of nature. So when they destroy you and kill you, it's beautiful and loving. But then meanwhile, they never want to be destroyed or killed. No, it's only when they're destroying us that that happens. Anything else?
No, I just wanted people to research that. That's what people should be paying attention to about this movie, that song.
All right, I appreciate your call. We'll look into it. Joe in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Come on, Joe. Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, forefather of the 21st century, I got a lot of good points I'm going to make to you. Illegal immigration, in my eyes, is a federal offense due to they're jumping state line after state line, state line. Since they want to interpret the law, they want to, we got to somehow interpret that to, right back to a different way. Then on top of that, I was thinking about the senators. If we can cap this to where we only have one senator per term, and not this 30-year term stuff where they're making, they're making money off of politics too crazy, and maybe we can get less eviler people in there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
And if we can get, and we're talking all 50 states, give them one term, so that way we can stop the corruption of, because there's going to be good ones that want to go in there, but they're under so much corruption from the one that stay there forever, we never get rid of them. So we got to go to, like the president type deal, where they have two terms, that's it, one term senators, so we can get fresh ideas in.
I appreciate your call. It's just under that system, we wouldn't have Ron Paul, but I do see your point. They become petty kings and get really entrenched up there. Hey, but you just saw Specter. You know, term limits are people being voted out, and the public's growing up and not being so ignorant. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead, and who's up here next, John? Angel Eyes, you're on the air. Go ahead from Texas.
Hello, Alex?
Yes.
I disagree with you on your 911 Road to Tyranny video. You said that the Chandra Levy, Congressman Condit, was like a smoke screen. Nothing's a smoke screen. When there's smoke, there's fire. The week of 911, Chandra Levy's aunt was on with Baba Wawa, telling about how that Chandra called her and told her something real big was going to happen in America, and she said she couldn't tell her about it, and she said, well, what is it? Well, I can't tell you. And then she said, well, it's in Washington, D.C., New York, Boston. I think Boston was where the most of the planes took off from, where the hijackers were on.
Did I say something in Road to Tyranny about Chandra Levy? I don't remember saying anything about her.
It was the video cassette. It came out like the week after 911.
Oh, you're talking about emergency release. Yeah, I mean, I put out a video just for about a month after while I was making the official Road to Tyranny, and I may have said something in that. You know, that I vaguely remember that, but I'd love somebody to actually send me the Barbara Walters interview or the text of it. You're saying her family said that something big was going to happen in New York and D.C., and, of course, she was a congressman's aide that died mysteriously. They later found her bones in the park. I mean, do you have a video clip of that, or did you just remember saying?
No, sir. I mean, Baba Wawa is not my favorite person, and I got up and walked out of the room, and my mother watched it and told me about it, and I just kind of, you know, back-burnered it. And
hey, somebody email it to us, okay? Showtips@Infowars.com. We'll ferret that out with the great listeners out there. Thank you so much, Angel Eyes. Let's talk to Scott in California. Go ahead, Scott.
Mr. Jones, blessings upon you, your family, and your staff. Keep it going.
Thank you.
It's so important that you keep this information going out to the public, because there are so many people out there who just do not want to believe that their government is against them. And they're so blinded because they don't want to see this. And so, and it's also very important not only that you point out all the things that are being used against the American public, but important to give hope by providing solutions on taking back our country nonviolently. So folks, don't just focus on all the things that are happening to you. Go out there and take your country back, and go out there and stand up. The slave will never seek freedom if he already thinks that he's free. You are not free until you take your mind back.
Well said. More calls and news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take four or five more calls, then I'm going to start getting into the news. The situation with North Korea, you name it. Before I finish up with some of your calls in this hour, we'll continue in the 2 hours that follow. I know many of you are awake. Most of you understand what's happening globally to a level that exceeds my understanding. But your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, your community, they don't know. Yes, they do understand there's a world government that's been formed. They know foreign banks are robbing us. But they don't understand the nuts and bolts, the mechanics of it. And my films, The Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, those are the two films that I made last year that really break it down the best of any documentaries out there. And they're evergreen, meaning you can watch these in 5 years, and they'll be more pertinent than they are today. So they only get better with time. Because people will watch The Obama Deception out 14 months ago, and it's all come true. We'll watch Fall of the Republic out 6-7 months ago, and it's all coming true. And it breaks down who the globalists are, how they operate, how to stop them, what their system is. You've got to know your enemy, as Sun Tzu said thousands of years ago in The Art of War. And then now our latest documentary, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, goes over their agenda, their mindset, their crimes, what makes them tick. It's a great 2-hour, 20-plus minute film with expanded extras. And your purchase of the videos also makes this broadcast possible. They're all available at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore, Infowars.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And you can see all of my films and the films we produce in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, I had just read this in the last decade, and then I had Jesse Ventura on, and he was talking about he just read The Secret Team, republished by Fletcher Prouty, who died in 2001, the head of black ops between the Pentagon and the CIA. And, you know, they would always go in and buy up all the books as soon as they hit store shelves. Then they bought up his publisher to stop it being published. So there's only about 40,000 copies out there, though it was a bestseller. And those have all fallen apart, basically. I read an old copy a decade ago that literally fell apart as I read it. It's back out in print by Skyhorse Publishing, the folks that published Ventura's book. We've got it discounted at Infowars.com. This is the book the CIA does not want you to read. I started rereading it last week and just finished it this weekend. Couldn't put it down. Every night I started reading it. And of course, you think you know it all, but just to read it again and how dastardly and how our government funded the communists and made deals with them and how it's all staged and... I mean, this guy was the head of black ops for covert operations, the liaison from the Pentagon to the CIA, up until 63. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. These guys think of us as a bunch of dumb animals, and they've decided just to steal everything. And look, I want to say this. It's one thing to have a corrupt government shipping in some drugs and running some whores and killing some people. That's bad enough, but that's always going to go on. The reason you've got to stop it is because it always leads to what we have now, total collapse, where you greedy people now want everybody's pension funds, and you talk about how we're all spoiled and deserve it, and how, you know, ha, 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 yeah, we're spiking your water to dumb you down. It's real funny. I mean, it's just, it's far beyond evil now. It's to a new level of just darkness. And, all right, I'm going to stop babbling. The point is, it's all available. Of course, Don't Tread on Me is now available at PrisonPlanet.tv. We were authorized to post it there for members in the highest quality. And we're posting Camp FEMA 2 days from now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Authorized to post that there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Of course, both those DVDs are also available at Infowars.com. But I digress. Let's go to Kathy in Florida. You're on the air, Kathy. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've only called once before. Kudos to your fantastic show and your videos.
Thank you.
Last time I called, I gave you my little skit, The Idiot Pledge. Today, I would like to share with everybody the time that it is. It's way past dangerous. It's so obvious. It's in your face. We are under attack. It's time for all patriots of all stripes to circle the wagons and throw the globalists out of this country. And if we
and
do
be
that,
prepared for them to set off nukes and terror attacks and every other form of evil to cause crises so they can pose as our saviors. We've got to tell the whole truth or we'll fall to their future tricks.
Okay, I am aware of their tricks. Reading is what I do. I think all patriots should email all of the monopoly media and tell them we are sick of hearing about your Hollywood celebrities. Report the real damn news. We're sick of the garbage you're feeding us. We want some real news.
Well, I think they know that, Kathy. That's why they're all basically on the verge of going bankrupt or have gone bankrupt. But they've still got to continue to fire on us from their positions and try to keep you know, that 30-40% of just mindless drones marching forward. But they know that the tide has shifted against them.
That's why they're all on Facebook, sticking their finger up in the air, seeing which way the wind is blowing, and then jumping out, pretending like they're leading us. You know, their actions are so obvious. If you do not see it, you are asleep or drugged, one of the two.
I hear you, Kathy. Beautiful points. All right, I'm going to go to John in Ohio, and I like calls that disagree, but we don't get a lot of them. We tend to get 5 or 10 of the same people that call in, and it's going to start with, yeah, I really agree with some of the work you do and you know, exposing the fascist corporations and NATO and false flag terror and other things like that. But at the same time, you push a lot of CIA propaganda about Hugo Chavez being bad and the communist Chinese being bad, and I just really, you know, I want to plug these communist websites now, Alex, and let me give these websites out to you. So, John, there, I've said what you always said. If you're going to repeat the same thing, I just don't even need to hear it today. John in Ohio, how about you plug InfoWars.com for us today instead of WSWS.org, other good websites. I really like them, do some good work. John, go ahead.
Okay, that was approximate, replication of what, approximate, not exactly, but I wasn't going to bring that up right now because I used to plug you, but I can't anymore because I wanted to mention something about Rand Paul that turns up on informationclearinghouse.com. But I wanted to point out that he has gone beyond Joseph Lieberman in pushing the neocon Zionist line. He's put out to all of his members, his position on Israel. And it's incredible. If you'll read this article, it's from the American Spectator, but it was picked up by Information Clearinghouse.
Stop right there. I've seen it. But let me just tell you this. Why is From and all these other AIPAC lobbyists, why are they all savaging Rand Paul then? Because all he has said is he supports Israel's right to exist. And he has said that he's against foreign aid, by the way. And he said that if Iran does attack us, we should defend ourselves. And why are the neocons attacking him? Because they know he is a patriot. Okay, that's why they don't want him in. That's why the entire media is coming down on him with both feet. And you got the neocons and the controlled left all attacking him. Doesn't that tell you that Rand Paul's a good guy?
It may not be their favorite neocon, but it's incredible the amount of things. And your generalization of what he said is absolutely not true. He's called for the attacks against Iran. He is set up by the attacks and whitewashed the attacks on the people in Gaza in this article to all of his supporters. People have to read this because this could have been written by Joseph Lieberman. I mean, the idea that you're going to support the government that is probably the most dangerous bullet point for dragging us into a war against Iran, Israel, whether they're the dog wagging the tail or otherwise, they are the leading spear for dragging us.
Okay, listen, use your head, John. The entire media establishment is demonizing him as if he is Adolf Hitler incarnate. Okay? Use your brain. I have read what he said. He has said that Israel has a right to defend itself, and he has said that if Iran ever attacks us, that he will be for defending ourselves. He was on Fox News last week and wouldn't say he was for attacking Iran, and they criticized him for it. Look, I'm not forever playing politics, and if I ever see Rand Paul flip-flop, I'll come out against him. I've not seen him flip-flop. He is more hawkish than his father by a million miles. Okay, Ron Paul is, I mean, I'm telling you, you just can't improve on him. And he never wavers. Now, Rand Paul is not perfect. But there's no way he's going to get elected to the Senate. Do I have to spell it out for you here? There's no way he's going to get elected to the Senate unless he makes some hawking, squawking noises. What's a noise that a hawk makes? In fact, pull up a sound effect of a hawk. Let's pull up a hawk screech for people. So what? And again, there's no way he's getting elected in hawkish Kentucky without, and I believe it's what he really means. I mean, I believe that he is for defending the United States, but he's going to cut the defense budget. He's going to shut down a bunch of bases. So I don't think you're listening fully to what he has to say there, John.
I don't think you're giving the accurate quotation.
Okay, read me the quotes. Read me the quotes.
Well, I'll give you some quotes. Okay. Israel is one of the bravest elite military forces in the world. I believe that the United States should increase the pressure on Iran. I would mandate that all public managed investment funds divest from Iran immediately. What is going on here when it's Israel that is threatening these countries of the Middle East, dragging us into World War III? Now, if you would read the full text of what he says, he is actually going beyond the neocons, whether they want him in as their favorite neocon or whatever.
Hold on. I think I hear Rand Paul. Hold on. I think you're right, John. Hold on. Is that him? Look, they're all in panic mode about him, and they say he's lying to get into office. I don't think that's what he's doing, but I'm confident he's the man for the job. Why do you think the entire establishment... See, John, this is where you got a real blind spot here, pal. You know, you like Hugo Chavez because the corporate media is attacking him, and I'll agree he did kill the Summit of the Americas, the expansion of the NAU into Central and South America. And so he's not perfect, but he is a sandal in their works. He is sabotaging the larger NAU, spreading into the larger Americas. So why then is Chavez good because the corporate media is after him, but now Rand Paul is bad, even though the media is having conniption fits over him?
Well, I'm saying that Chavez is not calling for allowing Israel at the time that they're threatening to attack Iran.
I'm against an attack on Iran, pal. I'm against World War III. So is Ron Paul. Ron Paul has called sanctions an act of war against Iran, an illegal act of war, and I agree with him. And I really think you need to reexamine why the neocons are hyperventilating and attacking Rand Paul from every angle. I've read the quotes you're talking about, and it's read that quote again. He's against government sanctions that are an act of war, and he thinks that if private U.S. corporations want to put sanctions on them, that's their business.
Let me make a point about this. Ron Paul is different on this issue than Rand Paul, and you know that because you've read this issue.
That's what I just said.
And the point I'm making is that Rand Paul is supporting the threatened war, nuclear war, even by Israel against Iran, which will drag us into World War III. Now, that is completely off the charts. He is pushing...
Read me a quote where he supports nuclear war.
He's supporting giving Israel... giving Israel the total freedom to do what it's calling for right now to attack Iran anytime they want.
Read me that. Well, that is the U.S. government policy. Read me that quote again.
I'm trying to look at it here, but if you said you've read it, you realize that he's saying.
No, I read that article. It was about a week old. But I didn't. What's the name of the article again? I'm going to pull it up.
All right. It's called Rand Paul and Israel. Tea Party candidates are owned by Israel. It's from an earlier American Spectator, which is not any kind of a liberal magazine. And he calls for allowing, at the time that they're threatening to attack Iran as the leading spear for dragging us into World War III, he's saying we shouldn't criticize them for doing this. In the context of what they're doing right now, he is fanning the flames of World War III.
I know, but John, you just gave me their headline. What is the American Spectator headline?
I'm not sure. But I would
imagine they'd be jumping up and down for glee, the American Spectator, over this talk. But I want to see the quote because that is disturbing. Saying Israel, you go ahead and nuke them. I would imagine he said we're going to cut off foreign aid to everybody, and what sovereign countries do is what sovereign countries do, knowing that Israel's not going to attack without U.S. backing.
Supported anything that Israel wants to do in the context of attacking any country that he calls a threat to Israel. I mean, that is exactly supporting the incredible inflammatory...
Is that a quote?
That's a very close paraphrase of what he said.
I want to see the quote. Listen, send it to showtips at Infowars.com right now, John, and I want to read that quote for myself because that is disturbing. Okay.
And also,
I don't want to read a paraphrase, John.
I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but what I'm saying is that he's calling for giving total aid to Israel at a time when they're threatening a nuclear war, giving total sanction against Iran, and allowing Israel to do what it wants because we are such a close and brotherly ally of Israel. That sounds like Joseph Lieberman. And if you're talking about Chavez, if you want to talk about a repressive...
Well, hold on. You're not... Right? Well, let's go back to the other issue here before you digress into your Lord. John... I'm trying to understand here. These don't sound like quotes you're reading. I've never seen these quotes.
Not the place of outsiders, he says, to meddle or pass judgment or use our power to force Israel to go against her own interest. And then he talks about that in the context of their a possible attack on Iran. And then he demonizes Iran as the problem in the Middle East. Exactly the kinds of propaganda we're getting out of the neocons and Joseph Lieberman. And it's distinguished from Ron Paul, at least on the war issues and the police state issues. I agree with him. But he comes down on the side of the Wall Street banks with his libertarianism of slashing and gutting all social programs, which is exactly the IMF and World Bank and Wall Street interest. I at least agree with his father on that issue. But Rand Paul, in this execrable position paper, is a total Zionist. And I think that's got to be realized. Whether they're his favorite Zionist...
Okay, you had your time. I got the article.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Look, I'm very loyal to Ron Paul, and I agree with him on every subject. And I like Rand. He's been on the show. He does want to audit the Fed. He does want to kick the New World Order out. And he said, look, Israel, you want to attack a country? Go ahead and do it. And that's the extreme paraphrase. I mean, I know he said, look, countries can do what they want, but he does want to cut foreign aid. And all I know is the whole media is piling in and attacking him, and I'm going to support Rand Paul. And if I start seeing him flip-flop, if he gets into the Senate, on any promises he's made, including promises he's made me personally, I am going to go absolutely ape. Know that. And believe me, I'm going to get attacked. Just like when Deborah Medina flip-flopped. 9/11 truth is healthy and good. It's a wonderful thing. Those towers fell in a strange way. She was saying that after the Glenn Beck thing. And then a week later started saying, yes, I agree, they're total scum. It's despicable. That's why I got mad at her. Not that she didn't agree with 9/11 truth, as the straw men put out, knowing full well what they did, but that's why they're losers, and, you know, they're not us. But I'm sad for Deborah Medina. You know, she didn't ever even give a concession speech when she lost. Never even updated her website. It was like, I'm not going to be able to support her in any future endeavors because of dirty tricks I saw out of her campaign. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't even talked about this on air. I mean, this is a whole thing is a dirty business, ladies and gentlemen. And I know Ron Paul's for real and is awesome. And I know the neocons believe that Rand Paul is playing possum on the military issue. I don't think he is. I mean, I think he's more hawkish than his father. And I believe that, you know, he really does support Israel's right. If they want to go attack Iran, to go ahead and try it. And to keep the United States out of it. And you notice these are also campaign texts that are being circulated. Because I do have the material now here in front of me. It's Rand Paul in Israel. If I have time later, I'm going to get into it. But listen, here's the deal. I've opened the phones up today, and I've already gotten deep into the show without really plowing into news. I want to get into the North Korea situation, what's happening in the world, why all these crises are kicking in right now. I want to get into the economy. There's just so much. I want to get into the political realignment that's happened, where the world is going. It all ties together at the 8 after. I'm done with calls, at least till about 40 into the next hour. This segment, the next, your phone calls right now. We just blew like 10 minutes with John, but he did have some serious points. Let's go ahead and talk to another John. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. A couple of months ago, I was linked onto a blog site or a website that had a Chinese news program, and they were covering the joint Chinese-Russian maneuvers in China.
Yeah.
And when it was over with, they had this great big huge formation, thousands of them. They had this Chinese general standing up in front of them talking. But all they talked about was they were peacekeepers and they were going on peacekeeping missions and they were training for peacekeeping operations. And I was wondering how these people are going, how they're going to fit into any kind of military operation against Korea, if they're going to be against it, which they probably will be. But
well, I'm going to cover that at 8 after, but I always love the synchronicity or serendipity, either way you slice it, of callers calling in about subjects I plan to cover. Not just peacekeeping in the Korean Peninsula. And we know that war was staged. In fact, guys, will you get me the secret team book? Thank you. It's in the back by Fletcher Prouty. It's not, listen, this is not my opinion. I would laugh at patriots 15 years ago saying they're planning to use foreign troops in America until I went to drills and witnessed the role players with foreign troops practicing for the U.S. Now we have NLE 09, NLE 010 documents. We have the West Point statements. They really are planning to use Chinese, European Union, NATO, German, Israeli, French, Australian troops in America. Stay there.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.